to Sabalenka, wrong-foots her briefly. Forehand flicked up in the air from Andreeva on the defence. Backhand cross-court. Sabalenka's going to attack it, but she's going to blast that wide. And it's 15-40. Two break-back points.
Wow, just like that. And it's the serve, really, that is hurting Sabalenka. She's already talking to her box a lot.
Yeah.
And she was actually upset earlier and during one point where the ball hit the line and she thought, she was not happy, you know, from Andreeva. A great shot. Deep. So 15-40. Sabalenka up to love. Serving.
Sun goes in. And the serve goes in the net. A lot of her first serves are going in the net right now. She takes a little sigh. A little relaxing of her shoulders. She gets ready to hit her second serve. And that's another fourth double fault for Aryna Sabalenka. And she gestures to her team about what's going on, but what is going on is we're back on serve, because that gives Andreeva the break and Sabalenka leads 2-1.
Yeah, maybe a long wait also in the locker room with a match before. Not easy for the players, but she's still like her hands in the air and just talking to her box and having an argument of some sort.
It's not their fault that she's double faulting.
Not sure.
Well, I mean, maybe it is. Who knows? But, a little bit of work to be done for Sabalenka on serve to find the rhythm, but Andreeva will feel better about things. And Marcus is with us, I think. Oh, yeah. Hang on. He will be in a minute.
I'm here.
Ah.
Hi.
Bonsoir.
How are you, Marcus? Hello,
is it too
Eleanor,
early to
you're
say
back?
Bonsoir?
Yeah, it's a bit early. It's pretty bon après-midi, here.
Okay.
Yeah. Bonsoir starts around 6 p.m.
We're going to make a little change in the commentary box.
Watch it, cock.
I think there's going to be an au revoir in a minute. As Sophie leaves, and she'll be replaced by Eleanor Preston, and Marcus is going to replace me for the rest of this match.
Take it on.
I'm not sure you can replace either of you. You're irreplaceable.
Oh, sure.
We'll do our best to step into those.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of the financier.
Oh, I will. Thank you very much. Very, very good. Sophie bought us some wonderful baked goods earlier today, and they're absolutely delicious, and they may not last through the night session.
Well, not with you in the box.
No, absolutely not.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you, Sophie. Hello to Eleanor. Hello to you all on this slightly overcast Wednesday afternoon in Paris. It is warm. When the sun comes out, it beats down and you really feel it. So actually, the cloud cover is definitely a benefit for the players and the spectators in Chatray who otherwise would be in the full glare of the sunlight. And an interesting start to this match with those double faults from Sabalenka handing the break back, but Andreeva now at 1-2 and love 15 serving from the president's box end. Sabalenka gives herself plenty of room to return cross-court on the forehand side, then the whipped forehand deep from Andreeva. Now she's going to... Oh, well, she's completely mishit a backhand. Didn't even land in the alley. How are you, lady? You seem to be unpacking and...
I'm unpacking. I am unpacking my bag, ready to settle in. Looking forward to this one, actually. Because apart from anything else, Andreeva is just such an exciting young talent. And we know all about Sabalenka. We know what she's capable of. We know how brilliant she is. We also know that she's brought with her the power and the dominance, but also a lot of nuance and court craft. I think I've really noticed at this tournament just how much she's added that subtlety to her game.
That is not going to help Andreeva. It's her turn to double fault. It's her second. So between the two players with less than four games completed, we've already had six double faults. And here's an opportunity for Sabalenka to go a break in front again. A number of opportunities at love 40. Andreeva, very deep serve. Now she's driving a backhand down the middle of the court. Sabalenka clips the top of the tape, takes all the pace off the ball. Andreeva can't get there, and Sabalenka has broken again. Well, we had a whole host of breaks of serve in the first of the quarterfinals played on this court earlier today between Jasmine Paolini and Elena Rybakina, and that pattern seems to be continuing. Well, it is continuing.
Yes, I was on... Oh no, Radio Roland Garros for the first half of that match between Elena Rybakina and Jasmina Paolini. Such an impressive win from the Italian. What happy times for Italian tennis. at the moment, with Yannick Sinner crowned world number one on Monday, irrespective of what happens from here on in. And now they have a semi-finalist.
Some good defending there from Sabalenka, but she was under the cosh, and eventually Andreeva puts away an overhead. Yeah, the stat that I have tweeted out today is quite remarkable. It's the first time ever, Lady E, that the Italians have had a male and female semi-finalist at the same slam.
Yeah, I mean, they've had great success here on the women's side. You think of Sarah Arani, Roberta Vinci, I think, has been a semi-finalist as well. So they've had success. It's actually on the men's side that there's been a dearth of players getting to the very, very last stages of Grand Slams. Yannick Sinner, of course, well, he's changed all that.
He has, and there are a fair few others just behind him. So if you're Italian, it's a very exciting time as Andreeva misses with her backhand return, and Sabalenka is 3-1 and 15 all. So consistent at this level of the game, Arina Sabalenka. She's made the quarters or better in 9 of her last 11 slams. That really is impressive. She misses with her first serve.
And this is a player that we used to talk about. Well, she's got a lot of brute force and raw power, but she's not very consistent. Well, she's certainly put that to bed.
Backhand reply down the middle of the court. Deep return from Andreeva, who's now testing out the slice from Sabalenka. Now she whips a forehand to the forehand side of her opponent. Cross court on the backhand, short angle from Sabalenka. The little drop shot from Andreeva is delightful, effective. It's a winner.
As we said, she has a lot of talent, does Andreeva. Announced herself really this time last year onto the world stage and looked instantly comfortable to be there. And I think it's always impressive for young players when they've had a good result one year and then the following year they have to come back and defend those ranking points, because it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of internal and external pressure and expectation. And she's just not exactly waltzed through the draw, but she's shaken off any concern that she might not be able to back up those results.
Yeah, in fact, she's improved upon them. Made the third round 12 months ago as a qualifier, and now she's into her first slam quarter. Off forehand from Sabalenka on the stretch, a short ball comes back, and that's food and drink for the world number two.
First of many, I think. She looks incredibly comfortable, not just out here on this big stage, but also I've watched quite a lot of her media interviews. I've spoken to people who've been around her, and she is just a natural. She's a natural on the court, obviously, but she's a natural at all the other stuff. She's personable, she's smart, she's able to express herself. She's not overwhelmed or overwrought when having to do interviews or press conferences.
Bright sunshine again as Sabalenka comes in and plays a really unconvincing low backhand volley. Got that wrong. And guess what? A chance for another break here. And Andreeva has so many possibilities today. She could become the youngest player to defeat top two. You read my writing there.
I tried reading your writing the other day and couldn't make head nor tail of it. And it was names of fruits, and even I couldn't read it.
I have to come back to that one.
Have you ever thought of being a doctor?
It's a really good stat, but I just can't read it.
You don't mean to try?
No, you won't have a chance. It's missing a word. That's the problem. I was writing those notes without my glasses, which mysteriously went missing again today. Backhand reply cross court from Andreeva. Thank you for the glasses. And thank you, Sabalenka says, for the opportunity to go back across court for a winner and get back to juice. Well, certainly Andreeva could become the youngest semi-finalist in a slam since Martina Hingis in 1997 when she was 16. She could become the youngest semi-finalist at the French since 1990. Forehand from Sabalenka and some desperate defending from Andreeva. She put up a high ball and it worked because Sabalenka has hammered her overhead straight into the net.
And we do often see from Sabalenka when she misses a shot, the shoulders slump a little bit, and she almost looks a little bit teenage, doesn't she? She gets a little bit of a kind of air of adolescence around her.
I can read the stat now. I've worked it out.
Oh, that's good. Well done. Well done on reading.
Thank you so much, lady. Your support is immeasurably comforting. Missed first serve from Sabalenka and a real look of frustration up at her box as yet again she fails to find the mark, puts pressure on that second serve. Another opportunity, of course, for Andreeva to break, get back on terms in this set. Backhand reply, mid-court ball, and Sabalenka's gone long, going down the line with her backhand. She overhits it. It's another break of serve. The players sit down under, well, golden skies, really. Lots of blue. The sun is pumping down. There's a little bit of a breeze, which is good news, certainly for the spectators sitting directly in the sunshine. And Aryna Sabalenka is becoming increasingly perplexed by what is going on with her serve at the moment.
Yes, I mean, in some ways, it's reminiscent, isn't it, of the first quarterfinal here today, where Rybakina just seemed to be all over the place for great stretches of that match against Yasmina Paolini. And Sabalenka is playing okay, just about okay. But Andreeva is not giving her much. She's come out here looking ready, looking poised, looking comfortable, with intent. And she's showing already that this is not going to be a Sabalenka procession into another Grand Slam semi-final. The reigning Australian Open champion is going to have to fight for her place.
So we've had five games. We've had four breaks. We've had six double faults. The service stats, as you'd expect, are not great. Sabalenka's only getting 37% of her first serves into play. She's only winning 43% of those on first serve. Early days, admittedly, and just 42% on second. Andreeva's winning only 14% on her second serve, so that puts increasing pressure on the first serve, which hasn't exactly functioned effectively so far either. Oh, guess what? It's either, it seems to be, a break point or a double fault that we're talking about. This time, it's another double fault.
Yes, just the ball toss, I think, letting her down a bit there. Andreeva.
Serving, or looking to serve, to the backhand of Sabalenka. Drops wide. The second serve, Sabalenka already running round to hammer that off forehand, but she misses the mark by quite a distance. I think she'd made up her mind long before the serve actually came in her general direction.
Well, I think it's quite a smart play from Sabalenka. She may have missed that off forehand, which was never really on. The angle from Andreeva was too good, and Sabalenka was way out of court when she hit it. But I think it's also an intimidatory tactic, as if to say, I am going to put pressure on your serve. I can see it's wobbly. This is how hard I can hit the ball.
It's a good serve, though, this time from Andreeva. Backhand off balance from Sabalenka, who's slicing to the double-hander of Andreeva, who plays a cheeky little drop shot, and Sabalenka doesn't even try to run for it.
Well, it was a clever little drop shot, because it was, you know, reasonably deep, but it was cut so finely that it didn't bounce at all. Sabalenka just going back to her racket bag and perhaps taking out a different racket with a different string tension. Maybe she feels that, as we head towards the early evening here in Roland Garros, that perhaps conditions are changing slightly. She may have planned for warmer weather or cooler weather and is adapting accordingly.
Or she was just fed up with that racket.
Or the racket was wrong.
Yeah, it was the racket. It's the racket's fault.
Well, sometimes it's the racket, sometimes it's the court with these players.
Just never the player themselves.
Never the player.
Andreeva serving now to the backhand, this new racket. Is it going to make a difference? Down the line from Andreeva, forehand cross-court from Sabalenka. A looping forehand, mid-court ball for Sabalenka, who strikes that deep into the Andreeva backhand side. High loopy ball from her, which landed right on the... Well, Sabalenka has stopped the point. Initially, she carried it on. She kept looking down at where the ball had landed. She's now indicating to the umpire, who's come down, to say that was behind her baseline. What's he said?
He said it's in, I think.
He has. In which case, that's the most extraordinary you know, poor decision-making from Sabalenka, because initially she carried on playing the point. Then she decided to stop, and she got it wrong. So Andreeva is at 40-15.
We've just seen the replay, and the ball did indeed catch the outside of the line.
Good deep return, though, from Sabalenka, and that forces a high ball that lands long from Andreeva back to 40-30. Andreeva wearing a very elegant outfit. I mean, I'm loath to mention colours after last night's constant battle with the Empress as to...
Did you say it was blue and she said it was grey?
Yes.
Yeah, I can settle that. It's grey.
No, it's not. And as I said last night, look at the manufacturer's site as the return from Sabalenka goes long and Andreeva holds. It's three games all after 26 minutes. If you go on to the official website of the manufacturers, it describes Carlos Alcaraz's shirt as dark blue.
Well, I can only assume that you or Simon Cambers has written it. I would say, let's settle somewhere in the middle and say bluey-grey. With a bluey-grey visor, a blue-grey skirt, a lovely lemon vest top.
Returns long on the forehand from Andreeva. You know, we argued about it for so long that I'm prepared to compromise. I can't revisit that particular battleground.
Well, no one's ever going to concede the point, are they? And the waistband of... The bluey-grey skirt has sort of yellow stripes, so it's beautifully coordinated.
Wild forehand from Sabalenka goes long, and it goes very nicely with the whatever colour top she's wearing. What is that, a pale...
I'd say pale lemon.
Yes. I would agree about something.
Well, we've got to halfway through the second week. I think it's about time.
It is. It'd be the only time we agree about anything, probably. Sabalenka misses with her first serve. She's got the same outfit on that she's worn all week, which blends quite nicely into the clay.
Yes, it's a sort of almost a peach orange, isn't it? And it has a pattern on it, but a very light pattern, like a very faded camouflage pattern, if you like.
That new racket's not doing her any favours. She hasn't found a range. She's gone long again, and she finds herself in trouble again on serve now at 15:30.
Chattering away to her team, something is not right with Sabalenka and the way that she's playing. She's not happy.
High ball toss, misses with the first serve. Two bounces of the ball, looks up. Second serve to the backhand, deep return, forehand cross court from Sabalenka. Squash shot back into play from Andreeva. Now she's playing a slice backhand drop shot. Sabalenka gets that, whips it across court, and Andreeva's going to pass her.
Well, wonderful play from the teenager. Smart play, kept ahead, knew exactly what she was trying to do. She weaved a web for Sabalenka. And the number two seed found herself caught in the middle and passed beautifully.
Got to keep reminding yourself that Mira Andreeva is 17 years old. Astonishing talent. 15-40, Sabalenka to the forehand. Not the most convincingly struck return. The point continues until forced onto her backhand wing and hurried into the stroke. Andreeva goes across court and wide.
And that howl you heard was actually from Sabalenka. I think she's trying to get her energy levels up. Let some of that frustration out. Frustration at the position that she finds herself in. Still under pressure on serve here at 3-all.
Yep, facing another break point. And that looked long, that first serve, but the point continues. Backhand down the line from Andreeva. Now she's going on to her forehand, cross court, the forehand of Sabalenka, who plays it really deep, half volley off the baseline from Andreeva, and then into the net from Sabalenka, who turns around and is bellowing and gesticulating towards her box. She has been broken again, and having had the early advantage, the world number two returns to her seat, eventually having had a little word with the umpire on the way back. In a spot of bother, it's Mira Andreeva leading with a break by 4-3.
I'm not sure that all is well with Sabalenka. She sat down in her chair and just doubled over. I'm wondering if she's not feeling great.
Doctor's been called, Lady E.
Yeah. My medical skills are right up to snuff. But she did. She gestured, actually, to her stomach as if she's feeling uncomfortable in the stomach, feeling unwell in some way. So, not surprising that she's called the doctor.
Shall I give you that stat while we're waiting for the doctor that I made an absolute mess of earlier?
Go for it.
It's becoming increasingly more likely as well. Mira Andreeva could become the youngest player to defeat a number two in the world player, which is, of course, what Sabalenka is, since Jelena Dokic managed that when she was 16 against Martina Hingis at Wimbledon in 1999. So we're talking a quarter of a century ago. Right, Sabalenka is being spoken to by the doctor. It's a little annoying, Lady E. The microphone effects around the umpire's chair are maybe deliberately not good, so you can't hear what's going on. Now, another doctor's coming, so hang on a minute. We've got the doctor with the bag, and maybe that's the trainer who initially came out.
Yes, and usually you would see both of them coming out, even when it's a call for an injury, you know, a strain or a sore knee or whatever, you would still usually see both because the doctor could, of course, administer painkillers as well. So she's looking a little forlorn and they're just chatting to her. She looks as though she's in some discomfort.
Yeah. Well, Andreeva, of course, has just got to focus on her job. She's getting up. She's going to wander down to her end. Well, this little discussion goes on between Sabalenka, the doctor, and the physio.
And Sabalenka being given some form of medication. I think she's also taking on some kind of sustenance, maybe an energy bar. She's chewing on something. Meanwhile, Andreeva just up the other end doing shadow strokes, keeping herself moving, keeping herself warm. Meanwhile, Jonathan has chided me for... I didn't forget him, but he's mentioned Adriano Pagnotta, of course, great Italian player. Only man ever to beat Borg at Roland Garros, and he did it twice. Thank you, Jonathan. You're absolutely right. I was thinking more recently, but you are correct to highlight Pagnotta.
Well, we go back further. I mean, there are some golden names of Italian tennis. And in fact, if you go to the Foro Italico, one of my favourite courts on the tour is named after an Italian giant of the game. But if you get his name wrong in terms of pronunciation, and I did it once in front of Peter Fleming, you get people very upset because he's highly regarded. I used to really annoy, it's a deep return from Sabalenka, annoy Peter Fleming because he had this thing as Pietrangeli, Nicola Pietrangeli. And I used to go around saying, so yeah, tell me about this Pietrangeli bloke. He was furious. And actually, talking of butchering Italian names, I don't know if you were listening to Simon a bit earlier, Lady E.
There but for the grace of God go any of us, Marcus. That's all I would preface your comments with.
Again, go on the attack before somebody goes after you. But he was talking about, I had to think for a moment, somebody called Cioccaretto. Because I think he was attempting to refer to Cocciaretto, but he had a Cioccaretto.
Well, you have one after lunch on hot days, don't you?
Of course you do.
I'll have a Cioccaretto, two Mr. Whippies, and a 99.
Andreeva serving 4-3, 30 love. Backhand return down the middle from Sabalenka. She's onto the forehand now, up the line. Straight back down the line by Andreeva. She's playing that crafty little drop shot again, but this time she doesn't get it quite right. It's a good tactic because clearly Sabalenka is struggling. She's not feeling great. Make her run if you're her opponent. She's now sort of clutching the bridge of her nose, Sabalenka, as she comes down to receive this next ball. But the drop shot tactic had worked a treat up until that point for Andreeva, who's ready again with the blue visor to protect her to some degree from the bright sunshine which is beating down from this lovely early summer's Parisian sky. Second serve, backhand from Sabalenka across court, down the line from Andreeva. That was a good plus one. Now she's going to test out Sabalenka's slice on her backhand, and she finds it wanting. Sabalenka goes long.
Well, you're absolutely right to highlight the fact that Andreeva just needs to keep her head here and almost disregard what's going on at the other end of the court and whether her opponent might be in some way below par in terms of how she's feeling or whether she's in some kind of discomfort, because those things can play with your mind, can distract you, and actually she just needs to focus on her own game right now.
Backhand returns long from Sabalenka. It's another hold for Mira Andreeva. Sabalenka has now got a serve to stay in the set, and based on what she's been doing with the serve so far today, you wouldn't really fancy her chances.
She's looking pretty disconsolate right now, if truth be told. She's just walking very slowly around the baseline.
That's a good first serve to get this game going, but she's missed it. Out wide, going to Andreeva's forehand. Second serve is down the middle. That was a good second serve, to be fair. It was blocked back into play, and then a terrific plus one forehand wins the point for Sabalenka.
And even that hasn't helped her mood, has it?
No.
Just still shrugging, looking up at the sky.
Do you know the player who I think must be really enjoying this as much as Andreeva? Sabalenka serves to the backhand, and then an off forehand winner. That's more like the Aryna Sabalenka we've come to know, love and respect over the past few years. Sitting watching somewhere, Iga Swiatek has already seen Elena Rybakina lose. Rybakina, who's caused her all sorts of problems. Sabalenka is losing. That's a good serve, though, and she comes in and puts away the overhead. Terrific 1-2 punch. And three much better points for Sabalenka. Swiatek will, of course, take absolutely nothing for granted. She's got Coco Gauff in her semi-final. But if at the end of this, the other one is between Jasmine Paolini and Mira Andreeva, well, the woman who was a prohibitive favourite at the start of the fortnight is Andreeva, crunches a beautiful backhand return past Sabalenka, who was coming in behind her serve. If she was a prohibitive favourite at the start of the fortnight, I don't know how you would describe her going into the semi-finals. 40-15, long way to go, though, before that happens, of course.
Well, and if Sabalenka, for example, has taken a painkiller, if she's got, I mean, it could be menstrual cramps, it could be something which, if she takes a painkiller, that might have an effect, make her feel better, then things could change for Sabalenka.
Well, that is the worst, I would suggest, of her double faults so far. She was looking to go down the middle with a second serve. It missed by a country mile. It's her fifth double. ...40-30... serving to the backhand, stays behind the baseline, hits up a high forehand inside in. Now she's got another high ball to deal with, and she puts it away. She holds, not necessarily with the greatest degree of assurance, but at this stage for Aryna Sabalenka, a hold is a hold. It's worth a bar of gold.
Beautifully done.
Thank you.
Up there with the frequent sinner winner rhymes that we may hear through the rest of the week. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of tennis to be played. We do know that Sabalenka isn't feeling 100%. We know that because she's called the doctor. We don't know what's wrong with her, but as I said, it could be something that passes. It could be something that a painkiller works on. And Andreeva, of course, also has to manage her emotions if she gets close to the point where she might win this match. You know, you could see her starting to get a little nervous around the finish line if she gets that far. She's still only 17, which we have to keep saying, because she plays so well and she carries herself with such poise that a little bit like a Coco Gauff when she first broke through. I mean, she's not exactly a grandma at the age she is now, but she has that sort of prodigious poise.
Well, let's see if Mira Andreeva can retain her poise here as she serves for the first set at 5-4. As Sabalenka went down to the far end, she had another little chat, a rather negative-looking chat, it has to be said, in terms of her body language with her box. She's got a second serve to look at here. She's playing it on the forehand. Oh, she's crunched that.
And even a below par Sabalenka is still a force to be reckoned with, because if she starts teeing off, she decides she wants to keep the point short, Andreeva will have to deal with an onslaught of power.
Yes, that was dismissive and effective in equal measure. Now she's onto the forehand again. Andreeva goes back down the line. Just misses, though.
Well, coupled with the power from Sabalenka, we've seen her just turn the notch up a little bit on that. We've also seen some outstanding drop shots from her so far at this tournament. As I said, she's adding strings to the bow. And it's a formidable instrument when it's playing well. A little bit out of tune still today.
Love 30, second serve. That's a deep return to the backhand. Now the forehand cross court from Sabalenka down the line from Andreeva. She's going to play a backhand shortish to the backhand side of Sabalenka, who looks to drive that one as well, but overhits it. I mean, she can hit a winner from anywhere. She came into the quarterfinals with more winners than anybody else on the women's side at Roland Garros, 118 of them altogether. But they're being interspersed with errors today and issues on the serve. 5-4, 15-30. Andreeva to the backhand. That was a good high-kicking serve. Deep now from Andreeva, finding really good depth in this point. Now she plays the off forehand. Sabalenka's there across court. The drop shot from Andreeva. In comes Sabalenka. There's a big gap to exploit. And she finds it. And she's got break-back points.
Still pulling facial expressions as if she's not feeling that great. But the level of tennis has certainly gone up, hasn't it, in probably the last 5 minutes or so from Sabalenka. Sabalenka just raising her racket to say she needed a couple more seconds before Andreeva served.
Although, of course, you have got to play to the speed of the server. I saw a junior being given a time violation for not doing that earlier today. Second serve to the backhand. Cross court and wide from Andreeva. And how quickly the situation can change in a tennis match. 2 or 3 minutes ago, Andreeva walked out to serve for the first set against an opponent who looked thoroughly miserable. And now suddenly they are back on terms and you're wondering what the fuss was about.
That's why we love this sport. You know, at the start of today, it would have been easy to look at the way Rybakina and Sabalenka have played this year and said, oh, well, that'll be four sets, you know, two sets each. Bang, bang, done. But it's really not worked like that at all.
In comes Sabalenka. It was a good serve that took Andreeva out wide and she raced in and played a lovely little drop shot of her own with Andreeva marooned miles away.
And Sabalenka may yet win this match in straight sets, and the scoreline will belie what a battle it will have been.
She's ready. She serves to the backhand. Deep return. That hurried Sabalenka. Now the off forehand. Sabalenka's got herself back on terms with this rally, though. She's slicing on a backhand. Andreeva's coming in. She's playing a deep shot to the... Oh, well, it was two, but in fact just beyond, I think, the Sabalenka baseline. The umpire's coming down to have another look. Arena is telling him where she thought it landed, and he disagrees with her. For the second time today, Sabalenka has misjudged where her opponent's ball has landed. Both times she was convinced, or at least she... Oh, wait a minute, now I heard the word hindrance being noted there.
Yes, Andreeva just questioned what was going on. And the umpire then crossed the net just to explain to her, and he did, as you will have heard, use the word hindrance.
So they're replaying the point. Curious. Because we had a bit of controversy last night with a possible case of hindrance against Alcaraz that Tsitsipas wasn't happy about. The Spaniard got away with that. Now, big backhand from Sabalenka. High defensive ball from Andreeva. It lands inside the court. The point continues. Off forehand from Andreeva, who's got a race across. Slice on a backhand. Short ball. Sabalenka should put it away. And she does. And then she bends over again. The exertion still causing her some physical issues, Eleanor.
Yes, I mean, definitely something is not right with her physically. She's battling through, and she's battling well. But we've just seen a shot of members of her team just looking a bit concerned, as well they might.
30 love, backhand return, right onto the baseline again. Sabalenka's not going to query that. And it enables Andreeva to come in with a little come on, you heard it. And she fired her backhand into the open court. She's actually finding terrific depth with her returns and indeed her ground strokes in general. It's causing Sabalenka all sorts of trouble.
Well, and that is really, really difficult to do against someone who hits the ball as hard as Sabalenka.
30-15, 5-all if you're just joining us on Radio Roland Garros. High, high return. That's definitely landed just beyond the Sabalenka baseline. We will not have a problem with that one, although for a moment I was half expecting the umpire to clamber down off his chair again.
It was so high, wasn't it? Almost came down with snow on.
That's a quicker, flatter ball. And now the plus one drop shot's a beauty from Sabalenka. Slice on the forehand. This time she turns to her box with a rather more positive expression. She's managed to hold. She's still clutching her stomach as she goes to sit down. But having served to stay in this, or rather having seen her opponent serve to win the first set, in a moment she'll watch to see if Andreeva can serve to stay in it.
She actually looks as though she's in some kind of physical discomfort, as though she's experiencing pain in her stomach. I would stress it's guesswork. I have absolutely no medical qualifications, nor am I a mind reader. But we're just looking at what we can see and trying to give you that as much information so you can understand what's going on. We can try and understand what's going on. All is not right with Aryna Sabalenka. That we know for sure. What we do know is that she has plenty of fight and she's fighting her way back into this match.
Yeah. And of course, we've got another example, though sadly the long-term denouement was not good for Novak Djokovic, but clearly struggling with that knee problem and I believe a little bit of a bug as well. Somehow, he came back to win that match a couple of days ago. Sadly, of course, the MRI scan subsequently has forced him to pull out of Roland Garros. And now I read in social media it's not entirely reliable that the recovery period could well see him miss Wimbledon and the Olympics, which would be awful from his personal point of view, as Andreeva sends a wonderful winner down the line.
Well, there was a report in L'Equipe, of course, very well-respected sports daily here in France, from certainly it's what I would call a very reliable source in terms of news outlets. They usually operate on good information, but I stress it's just a report that he's had arthroscopic surgery and that to repair the tear, on the understanding that he won't be able to play Wimbledon, but to keep alive a chance of playing at the Olympics. So we shall wait and see. Presumably the Djokovic camp, if that is the case, will make some kind of statement at some stage. But not good news for Novak Djokovic.
I think it'll be fair to say if he could only play one event in the whole of this year, it would be the Olympics. So as sad as he'll be to miss Wimbledon, if he can get himself fit to go in search of a gold medal, then all is not lost. But who would have thought just a few weeks ago that the only one of the big four for the last few years to play in Wimbledon 2024 would be Andy Murray. Now, forehand low and flat from Andreeva, deep to the forehand side of Sabalenka. She's there again, whipping a shorter angle to the forehand slice drop shot from Andreeva. Oh, yes! Conchita Martinez, with whom she's formed a really good bond so early in their working relationship, would have appreciated that. She said before the match, Conchita, who's very experienced and very successful as both a player and a coach, of course, that Andreeva's got to try everything. She's got to be aggressive, she's got to be subtle, she's got to believe. And there's every reason for her to do that at 5-6, 30-15. Backhand reply, another drop shot from Andreeva. Sabalenka's going to get to this one, but she's exposed and she's passed by the backhand volley. took all her effort just to get to that drop shot. She scooped it back over the net, but Andreeva had all the time in the world to put away a very straightforward volley winner.
And Conchita Martinez, of course, well known on the tennis circuit, the 1994 Wimbledon champion, also had a long time on-off coaching relationship, a very successful one at that, with Garbiñe Muguruza, multiple Grand Slam champion. So she knows what it's all about. And she's also a very calm, relaxed, laid-back character. So,
just like you, actually.
Yeah, very similar.
Not like the Empress.
No, the Empress is a bundle of nervous energy at all times.
Yeah, even when she's having those massages, apparently she's twitching and turning and barking instructions out.
Fiery, I'd say.
Very much so. Shortish ball here for Sabalenka. She's played a short angle to the slice backhand of Andreeva, and now she's driving a ball up the line. Is Aryna Sabalenka for a clean winner. By the way, you say you have no medical knowledge. I've been attacked by a mosquito, and it's bit me in some pretty unpleasant places, and I'm just wondering what the best thing to do is.
Show it to someone else.
Yes, so kind. Well, there's one for you on my on the knuckle of my finger. It's unusual, isn't it? Strange mosquito to go there. Strange mosquito to go for me, to be honest. High ball from Andreeva. Back goes Sabalenka. She's going to let the ball bounce. She's going to fizz a forehand or a cross-court and wide. You can hear from her the moment she made contact there that she got it wrong.
She's just slowly shaking her head, slowly walking back to the side of the court, walking to her towel box, taking her time. I think she's, as much as anything, just trying to keep a lid on her temperament, you know, not getting frustrated with the situation.
Well, into a tiebreak we go. Red Sox Devils come back from Perth in Australia. Normally very forthright with his opinions. See what he's got to say in a moment. It's Sabalenka to get this tiebreak going. And slice forehand, cross court. Down the line from Sabalenka. Up goes a high ball from Andreeva. Sabalenka goes behind the baseline, smashes, and smashes beautifully. There wasn't the raw power to which we've become accustomed from the Sabalenka racket, but sufficient power and real precision to give Andreeva no chance of getting that one back. Point one to the Belarusian, the two-time Australian Open champion. Andreeva from the president's box end misses with her first serve. We'll come to Red Sox's analysis of the situation in a moment. Second serve was actually very deep. It was good. It forced a miss hit on the return from Sabalenka, and Andreeva came in to finish off the point without any trouble whatsoever. He says, Eleanor, allow me to state the obvious, this is where we find out quite a bit about the character of players such as Sabalenka. It's how you go about things when the fate of tennis stroke sport has turned against you. And so far, he says, it's been gutsy stuff from her.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. And no pun intended, presumably, considering she appears to be suffering from stomach pains.
I think there was a degree of deliberation in terms of that word. And there's some frustration here from Andreeva because she has double-faulted the mini break. Goes in favour of her opponent.
Peter has asked how full the stands are today. Actually, very full. I would say probably 4/5, do we think?
Yeah.
You know, one or two empty seats around the place, but not many.
Sabalenka at 2-1. She's got it back to us. She serves into the net. We're in our usual eerie on the 5th floor of the media centre with a fantastic view of a sunbaked court. A dark-haired Sabalenka throws up the ball, serves to the backhand, and it's driven straight back past her.
Well, that's a great way to recover when you've lost a mini break.
Thanks to Christine in York, who's rather more sympathetic to my plight regarding the mosquito bites than Lady Edna of Preston. Sabalenka looking to go out wide, her preferred serve to the juice court. She missed it. Line judge extended his right arm. We heard the call as well. The second serve, oh my goodness me, it was in a similar place. And it was perfect, in fact. It forced a hurried return into the net from Andreeva. Christine says, try taking an antihistamine hay fever tablet to stop the itching. Thank you, I will. I'll try and get some cream as well. Because the itching, once you start itching a mosquito bite, you're on a slippery slope, aren't you? Particularly where one of the bites is. Eleanor's making faces. Forehand cross court from Sabalenka. And a really short ball with no power from Andreeva, who then sliced on her backhand and misses. It's into the net. They're going to change ends, and the advantage is with Sabalenka. She leads by 4-2.
Well, Andreeva just tried to go down the line with the backhand again, and this time just hit it into the net, got it slightly wrong. Sabalenka, with her nose in front, you don't feel like it's more than that. She's not running away with this tiebreaker. Andreeva, of course, with two serves to come, just the one mini break. So all still to play for in this first set.
The sun has dipped behind a cloud as Sabalenka returns on the forehand up the line from Andreeva. Now she's playing a strong backhand that's swished back into play by Sabalenka. Andreeva's come forward. She's going to play a little drop volley. Can Sabalenka get there? No, she can't.
A beautiful play there. The slice was brave. Slicing against Sabalenka, you do run the risk that she's just going to punish it with power. But on that occasion, it was beautifully struck, and the drop shot was absolutely wonderful, wasn't it? It barely bounced. Sabalenka is not slow around the court by any means. Just about got a despairing racket to it.
Still the advantage, though, with Sabalenka. She's got the mini break. Two serves to come now at 4-3. And the first of them is to the forehand. It's blocked back into play right onto the baseline. That depth, that excellent depth again from Andreeva. The forehand down the line from Sabalenka. Cross court from Andreeva. She's going back up the line with a backhand. Slice on the forehand from Sabalenka. Backhand cross court from Andreeva. She's got another mid-court ball. She's playing another drop shot. Sabalenka's going to get to this one, though. And she whips a winner with a forehand across court before bending over just in front of the umpire's chair.
Bending over, hands on thighs, taking couple of big gulps of breath, and now she's got a racket over her head, just stretching her arms out full, perhaps trying to take on a little more air.
Yeah, doing everything she can to minimize the discomfort she is clearly feeling, but to use Red Sox's adjective in a proper way, it has been a gutsy performance from her. 2 points from taking the set. And then, just as she's about to serve, she stopped and thought she was going to begin coughing for a moment, but she's all right. Up goes the ball. Oh, it's a wild first serve. Trying to go down the tee. She then turns her back on Andreeva, walks forward again, looks up, the sun comes out. Three bounces of the ball. Up it goes. The serve to the forehand of Andreeva. It clipped the tape. A reminder, there is no electronic device attached to the tape. It's up to the umpire to call those particular decisions, which does seem a little bit strange. This serve is returned. Oh, it's an off-backhand winner. I can't believe it. It was right on the sideline. Sabalenka was right there. She didn't have time to do anything about it, and she looked down, and she knew that return had hit its mark.
Well, Andreeva just hopping slightly to her right in order to give herself room to hammer that backhand. Such an acute angle, so beautifully struck. As you said, Sabalenka in the right place to hit it, but nowhere near getting it back.
So Andreeva has the mini break back for now. 4-5, second serve. Backhand return from Sabalenka is onto Andreeva's baseline, and then she crunches a huge backhand. Now she's coming in to put away a backhand drive volley, and she's screaming with delight. as she brings up a couple of set points.
It's a guttural primeval scream from Aryna Sabalenka. Relief as much as anything. It's not been a comfortable hour for her. It's been profoundly uncomfortable and literally uncomfortable, clearly at times, but here she is on the brink of going a set up.
Andreeva misses with her first serve. She was about to, she actually began to toss the ball up for the second serve before that unfortunate intervention from somebody in the crowd. Now she's ready again. The second serve's in. Forehand return deep to the backhand side of Andreeva. Shorter ball for her to try and go down the line with. That's amazing. That's amazing from this super talented teenager, going over the high part of the net, backhand down the line winner when facing a set point.
Absolutely phenomenal. The forehand return from Sabalenka was not hit at half pace. It was not a mid-court ball, and yet Andreeva dealt with it absolutely beautifully and threaded the needle.
It's still set point, though, and this time on the Sabalenka serve. Misses with the first one. Andreeva just hammers the ball back up the other end of the court, where it is caught by a ball boy on the bounce. Here comes the second serve. Forehand return deep again to the backhand side of Sabalenka, who in turn puts it right into the corner of Andreeva's forehand side, then plays the drop shot. Andreeva can't get there in time. Desperate lunge, but the ball went wide. And Aryna Sabalenka, we know what a fantastic player she is, with a full array of shots, but she has shown she can really fight when she has to. Andreeva is going straight off court. I wouldn't be entirely surprised if Sabalenka follows her. The court crew come on to start sweeping the court. There's going to be a change of line judges, possibly a change of ball boys and ball girls as well. Yes, Sabalenka is heading off too. An hour and 2 minutes. We had just about everything, Lady E.
We really did. And Sabalenka still does not look right. She's walking off very slowly, taking a little break, as you said, just taking the opportunity now, having secured that first set against all odds, really. I mean, it was a battle, it was a tussle, and Andreeva should take a lot of credit from the way that she played that first set. But Sabalenka, I mean, that's what Grand Slam champions do. They fight. They find a way. We've seen that so many times down the years here at Roland Garros and in all the biggest matches, and that's what Sabalenka did. She found a way, not playing well, not serving particularly well for great stretches of that match. But when it counted in the latter stages of that tiebreaker, she just found enough special talent and delivered.
Well, the service stats aren't great for either. Andreeva's winning just 53% of points on her first serve, 44% on the second. Sabalenka's got her first serve figure up to 62%, 43% on the second. One more winner, 19-18. Fair few unforced errors from both as well. A couple of other stats that are worth bearing in mind. This is a third meeting between the two players. Sabalenka has won the other two, both on clay in Madrid in back-to-back years. And also Sabalenka has not lost on clay to any player ranked outside the top 10 this year. So it does take a supreme effort. It tends to take somebody like Iga Swiatek to beat her. And we know that she's made at least the semi-finals in her past six slams. She has no intention of letting that sequence come to an end. Andreeva is back already. We may have to wait a little longer for Sabalenka. If you are just joining us on Radio Roland Garros, I'm Marcus Buckland. Delighted to have your company wherever you are in the world. Eleanor Preston is alongside me. We have already seen Jasmine Paolini come through somewhat surprisingly against an out of sorts, it has to be said, Elena Rybakina. And I know there are some bugs going about the place, particularly amongst the British juniors. I don't know whether they have, or whether the bug has sort of infiltrated into higher echelons, as it were.
We don't know. It'd be interesting to hear what Elena Rybakina says in her post-match press conference, if she says that she hasn't been feeling well, because as you said, out of sorts is exactly how I would describe it, and it's how I would describe this performance from Aryna Sabalenka too. As I said, she clung on, she found a way. She turned the dial up when she needed to. But she clearly is not feeling at 100%. And Andreeva is not out of this by any stretch of the imagination. That 17-year-old just needs to tell herself that. She played very, very well in that first set at times.
Well, we're underway in the second, and Sabalenka's having to defend for her life, and it works. She forces the extra shot from Andreeva, who goes into the net. Thank you for all those who are showing concern for me today. I don't get any of that from the team.
Oh, have you got a hurty?
Well, yes. Zachary says, I thought that scream which we heard from Sabalenka a few moments ago was the mosquito and a paroxysm of regret. W says, rub some salt and water over the mosquito bite to reduce the swelling and itchiness. I might get Eleanor to do that, particularly with the one that's hard to access.
Zach says, that mosquito is somewhere questioning its life choices.
And Tessa says, I've read mosquitoes are more likely to bite certain blood types than others. They prefer the O blood type. Well, I don't even know. That's poor. Do you know what blood type you are? As Sabalenka goes long with a very awkward-looking forehand down the line.
I think I'm an O.
Ah, well, watch out for the mozzies.
I do. I am fairly susceptible. Just a little moment of danger at the start of this second set for Mira Andreeva. Having lost that first set, might be a danger that she feels a little despondent and a little disappointed. It would be perfectly natural.
Yeah.
To have a little dip at the start of the second set, but it could be very, very costly for her.
Well, she's missed with the backhand as she tries to go down the line. It would be understandable at the age of 17, you're playing in your first Grand Slam quarterfinal. You served for that first set against an opponent who was clearly troubled, be it physically or for whatever reason, and you weren't quite able to take advantage. And now she is facing two break points right at the start of the second set, and she's missed as she looks for a big first serve down the tee. Silence inside Chatrier as Sabalenka steps in and hammers a forehand winner. This is going to be a real test now for Mira Andreeva. Of that, there's absolutely no doubt. She has excelled at times. The way she saved the first set point, I will not forget in a hurry. But she's had a chance, a big chance. She hasn't been able to take it. And now a set and a breakdown against the world number two, a player who was number one not that long ago, leaves her with a fair mountain to climb.
It does, but Sabalenka's play in that first set was patchy. We do know that she isn't at 100%. Andreeva will know that too.
You also wonder, though, if whatever the medics gave Sabalenka are starting to have an effect now as she clips the top of the tape and sees the ball go just wide.
Well, as I said, she looked in genuine pain and it appeared to be some sort of stomach problem. So if it was something in which a painkiller might work, and it would make sense that she's starting to feel a bit better and play a bit better.
One love, but love 15. From the president's box end, backhand return from Andreeva. Big driven backhand from Sabalenka. Shorter ball now, she slices the drop shot. Andreeva gets there, but can't get the ball over the net. Nearly demolishes her racket.
Yes, just a little swipe of the racket. You would have heard the click of the racket hitting the court. No damage done. Although she is having a little surreptitious glance at it just to make sure she hasn't cracked it.
And there was a close-up of Conchita Martinez, who's been talking about the characteristics of Andreeva. First serve is just long. She says, look, she's 17, but she's been brought up beautifully. She's always polite. She says, hello, good morning to everybody. Conchita hopes she stays that humble. She says, occasionally she likes to joke around. You know, highlight the fact that she is only 17, but and she can switch just like that and be ultra serious. She's slicing a forehand return long.
Well, I might be old-fashioned, but I absolutely love that Conchita highlighted politeness and and being a good professional by being polite, being nice to people, saying please and thank you. Such an important facet of being in the public eye, and I think, and we know that Andreeva is a significant talent, and she will be in the public eye in tennis. For me, there's no doubt about that.
Terrific play from Sabalenka, good serve, and then as Andreeva moved to her right, Sabalenka went back across court on her backhand wing, clean.